previously on the magic missile.
Varnar and Kaprea didn't make it. The Mistcallers are no more. I think we have our answer as to what happened to that research party in Ment. He's after two ancient tablets that we... These tablets, they're written in something called the language primeval. We have reason to believe Diablus may be trying to become a god. If he finds the second tablet, we might not be able to stop him. Welcome back to the Magic Missile. We are returning to our Ursulina campaign and going to pick up right where we left off. So a quick kind of recap of what's been going on since it has been a little bit. The party, known as the Chainbreakers, headed towards a small town called Brashev to remove a curse on Lode's battle axe. By returning the axe to an entity known as Eldrag. The quest has led them to a small town known as Dragulch. Rifier, the monk of the group, is currently on the lookout for his father and saw that he had left a clue hidden on the sides of some buildings encoded in Dragulch, indicating that the artifact that his clan was charged with protecting is in danger and that he was off to protect it. The party spotted Basil Oud, a mysterious old man that they had encountered after they had accidentally released a group of mages in Duskwall at the beginning of our adventure. Basil, with other plans in mind, summoned these released mages to start an apocalypse. The party banded with an unlikely ally in the Mistcallers, a rival group that the party has encountered previously. And they fought off these mages. After the mages were defeated, Diablus, the Dark Prince, was summoned, and with him, monsters all over Dragulch began attacking. Lode had befriended a giant in Dragulch, and the party rushed to his aid during the attack to ensure that he survived. By the end of the fight, only the leader of the Mistcallers stood, Zorander Rex. Broken and beaten, the party stripped him of his armor and weapons and sent him on his way. John and Tobar had previously joined a secret order known as the Order of the Seraph. A member of the order, Athril, had helped in fighting off the creatures and revealed to Jean and the rest of the party that Diablus has acquired one of two tablets written in the language primeval, a long dead language that the researchers of the order had only started to translate. From what they could piece together, these tablets, when put together, outlined the ritual for the ascension to godhood and immortality. And that is where we pick up right now. We are in Dragulch. It is roughly about 1 a.m. And it's right after this battle kind of settles down. The sky is a pitch black, unnatural from the apocalypse that has been called down on this small town from Diablus and the mages. And a light snow gently begins to fall. As the town quiets from the chaos that had previously ensued, you hear the kind of distant screams kind of quiet down as folks recover and find their way back into their houses. And the only sounds that are left are just the echoes of fire kind of crackling where some of the fires had not been quite put out in the streets. You kind of get the sense that most of the villagers that had kind of survived, had basically decided that they're going to start work on rebuilding in the morning. So you all are standing in the kind of the town square in the middle of this town. And Athrol, this slender rogue, is standing in front of you, kind of knives at the side. And she had just finished telling you that Diabolus has acquired half of what he needs to begin a ritual for an ascension to godhood. What do you all do?
So we stopped the mage apocalypse, but we got another apocalypse going on here. Does anybody need to do anything in Dry Gulch before we leave? Because I almost say that at the very least we get out of town for the night.
Why do you say that?
In my experience, if there was a tragic event or something that happens, people are usually on edge and looking for someone to blame. I don't want to be part of a witch hunt. We can spin the story later that we were it's the truth, but that we were the ones that tried to, defend the town and the citizens and ran around and killed a bunch of people. But I think it might be best before it gets flipped back on us. We're known to have quite a few enemies,
considering I'm a literal wizard, I am all for avoiding witch hunts.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know what's up.
What's related about that?
But we could just walk like a few miles out into the wilderness, set up camp, and then,
how far to go find that clan to return?
I go collect my stuff. I mean, I left some of my stuff in my room.
We can make a quick venture back. I don't know. You guys tell me how you feel. I feel like maybe it would be a bad idea if we stayed in town.
No, I think that makes sense. I think we should probably stay close enough in case something else happens and they might need us. But
yeah, maybe we go like 2 miles out. That sound good?
I mean,
find a nice space for us.
Yeah,
probably. I can't imagine how it would get spun against us, but. Maybe we should have thought about this before.
I mean, the heroes of the town, the quote unquote heroes of the town, one died, one we turned into a fish, and then one we stripped of his armor. Oh, yeah, and then died. And then one we stripped of his armor and sent him on his way packing. And like they were the heroes of the town. I think it could be very easy to spin it on us.
Wait, did Zurander give us his stuff willingly, or did we like mug him for it?
No, he gave it to us. We asked him for it, and he gave it to us.
Yeah. Maybe we had no option.
No, did he have option? No.
Could he have said no?
We're in him. We just
asked. Because of the implication.
Well, so good.
It was. I don't think you're understanding me. He wanted to give us that money.
There was no danger because of the implication.
Implication of danger.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Kind of where I stand. But I'll do whatever the party wants to do. Lode, I know you have a friend here, the giant, but I don't know how friendly the giant is with everybody else in town, especially if he can't speak to them. He could tell stories of our bravery, but he could tell them to you, and that's about it.
I feel like he can communicate well enough that he's able to run a business, but I don't think he's going to be singing songs of our heroism.
And I think he also speaks common, but he also speaks giant, right?
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, from what you remember, when you entered the meat market, he was doing business in common. It's just his common isn't as quick as his giant.
I see. Okay.
Which is almost like kind of impressive to think that it could be slower than his giant.
Because of the way you speak giant?
I'm fluent in giant, bitch. Conversational.
Conversational. I'm up for either one. Whatever you guys want to do.
I'm kind of the same. I was just putting the suggestion out.
I think we need to leave, but I have no issue with leaving.
I'm in the same boat as Lode. I don't think that... I can't imagine Xander would have said any ill words about us on his way out.
Toby, you're the deciding vote.
I say we get out of town, honestly. The more that I see us in town, the more that I see that we keep getting in trouble.
It's cool with me. The sooner we get that axe back to the one that has it, has his caravan he's watching over, the sooner we can go back. And
yeah.
There's also a kid who Xander said was a demon something or another. Escape.
He's just a tiefling. Lots of people think they're demons.
No. Like he said, this kid was like a real demon, like some sort of like monster thing.
Like a literal demon.
Like a literal devil. Like those are like a race and a thing. But like yeah. Like a literal devil.
Exactly what it was, but it was something fantastical. Var would actually remember what this is because it was like
right.
20 minutes ago. But
not even. I think it's right after we talked to him.
What? Did he ever say what was why he was capturing that kid? I mean, do we believe him? What's happening?
So I don't know if I believe him or not, but that is what he said. And that kid did apparently leave. So whether we want to track him down to find the truth or leave it, I mean, that's.
You know, I think we'd have to leave it because I don't know how much longer we have to get to Brashev, but we got to get to Brashev so we can return that battle axe to Eldrag's horde.
I agree. I think the axe is the priority.
Right. So let's go grab our horses, our stuff and our horses, and let's just ride out for a few miles tonight. And then, you know, we'll be close enough maybe to the town, like if we go a couple miles out, that if something real bad happens, we can get back in, but far enough out that if we just need to go, we can go and that we're not going to have a big issue.
All right.
Yeah. I think Tobar could probably find us a good spot.
Yeah.
So you guys make your way back towards the inn first to collect your things, or to the stables first? Where are you guys headed?
I guess to the inn first and then to the stables.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys make your way back to the inn, and you see Novak, the dwarf bartender that you had... Tom, or the Vore, you had spoken to him before. He's kind of picking up some tables that have been used as barricades and kind of resetting chairs and kind of cleaning up. Oh, you're alive. Did you stop this?
Yeah.
Thank you. The rooms are yours if you want them. I
like
feel free to stay here. Yeah, you saved the town.
Your friends from before, the mist callers, they helped us too. And with that, I'm gonna.
As they would, they've done a lot for this town, and I saw as part of them fell. This is gonna be hard to rebuild from, but I'm at least thankful that we were able to make it through the night.
Sorry for your loss. With that, I'm going to run upstairs and go grab my stuff.
Okay. Everyone else gets their stuff, and are you all still on the plan to take off?
You guys tell me.
I'm okay with staying. Honestly,
you are?
If okay. The guy's offering us free rooms, I don't know. It seems like I'm not too worried about us being chased out of town.
Okay. Well, let's stay here then tonight. We'll retire.
You make your way up to the rooms. There are four rooms available in this kind of small inn. It isn't a big town, so there aren't a lot of rooms possible. And the rooms that you guys walk into are fairly simple. They're the wood walls with a small wood burning stove in each room for warmth. One of the rooms has a slight draft in the window, and every now and then you feel an icy breeze come in from the wind. But outside of that, the rooms seem pretty standard, pretty good.
So naturally, Lode, you're going to want to sleep with Voir, and then the rest of us each get our room?
No, I was actually hoping to sleep with you.
Oh, sure.
John, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You're always welcome in my room.
Sweet.
Is there two rooms, Tyler?
Four rooms total.
Four. Oh.
Var will just walk into the one on the end and without really saying anything.
Okay. And Rifierto, are you guys take rooms as well? Yeah. Anything that you all want to do before you call it?
I have a scroll. I've been meaning to try and get it into my spell book, if I can do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other things?
I guess I would just talk to Lode and just see how Lode's doing. See how you're holding up.
You know, I'm doing okay. We get further north and it feels like home, but home's not great. So.
Yeah, I get that. I don't necessarily want to go back to my home either, but you know, you got me and you got Voir and Rife here and Tobar, and you know, we're all here to help you. So that's why we're going north. We got to get that battle axe back to, I think, a dragon or something.
So why can't I keep the battle axe? I seem to remember really liking it before.
You really liked the battle axe. I don't think the rest of the party liked you having the battle axe. I was on the fence. because you were hurting us. It was controlling your mind and making you do really bad things. And also, I'm the size of your bicep, so you know, imagine how bad that would hurt me and Voir. I mean, he's skinny too, so
maybe whatever was controlling me just wanted you to be stronger.
It probably did. It probably did.
Trial by fire.
Damn, Lode.
Lode's like, give me the fucking axe. Fuck it, we do it live. All right, well, I'm glad that you're good. Let me tuck you into bed. So I tuck Lode into bed and I give him a little kiss on the head.
All right.
And I brush his hair. In that order.
All right, any other things before we call it?
Don't think so. I think I'm good.
Okay. So you guys wake up. You guys have experienced the effects of a long rest. You are now officially level 8. And that can now be applied to your characters. And you wake up and you feel still kind of beat, but overall a decent rest. It's been a long journey up until this point, and last night definitely was the hardest night you've had thus far. You wake up to the smell of cooking meat. And make your way downstairs, and Novak is serving breakfast. You see the rest of the tavern in this small inn is empty outside of one kind of gruff looking guy sitting at the bar, kind of hunched over. And Novak brings over some food and drink and sets down for each of the five of you plates of goat sausage and cheese with a brandy wine. And he says, that guy over there, he paid for all this. So I would have covered it because, like I said, you saved all of us. But he heard you staying here and wanted to thank you.
All right.
Much obliged.
Do we recognize this man?
Roll an insight check.
That's good, because I have a really high plus one insight. Jesus, guys.
We have a nat one, a five, a nine, and a someone's three, lucky. And a four.
Someone's lucky. If they rolled a nat one, they can re-roll.
I rolled
a D6. But
Oh, no, that was when we were testing rolls way back in the beginning. Okay.
I just rolled in D&D Beyond's thing by accident. I rolled a 19, though.
Oh, okay. You don't recognize this man.
Right. Okay.
Glad we got all those rolls out of the way.
Yeah.
John, do you know mending the spell?
No, I don't know mending. I don't have that. No. Oh, wait, I don't think I have that. I'm going to be 100% sure. I do not have that.
Okay.
But you see this guy kind of in worn leathers. He looks to be in his mid-40s, kind of rough hewn, kind of short black hair with a scar under his chin. And he's got these like thick gloves on. He's kind of hunched over his plate. And he looks to be taking a piece of bread and sopping up grease from the goat sausage. And clearing off his plate when you guys kind of look over at him.
Raise the drink to him and say, thank you, friend.
He kind of continues to chew, takes a giant swig of his brandy wine, and without really like looking back, no thanks necessary. You did the town the service, and it's the least I can do. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to head out, get all the ice off my cart, and get to work. I can't believe how bad this winter's getting. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. And he kind of pushes his chair back, sets the drink and cup nicely on the bar ahead of him, and starts to head out.
I hand a picture. To the barkeep, not to him, but I hand a picture to the barkeep of the chain breakers, like one of our really cool flyers or posters or whatever we have, so that he can put it up in his tavern.
All right. No buckles. All right. This is good. We're going to put this right by the door.
Yeah.
I helped the guy de-ice his cart with Fireball.
Jesus.
Why no?
When loads the food, did he do that thing that like anime characters do where he just like disappears from a location and ends up like right behind, like
basically
at the food.
He's at the food, and then all you see is just shoveling. You see food flying everywhere. There were 5 plates set out, but Load ate all 5 plates, so Novak had to bring out more.
Load ate the other 5 plates.
Well, so the guy covered one, and then Noah covered the other 5. So, it kind of made sense.
Got to get your money's worth, right?
Yep.
It's okay. He got a free poster out of it. So,
War will go outside to go check on the horses in the stable, see if they made it through the night and everything.
Sure hope so.
All right, you guys make your way out, or War makes his way out, and you check on the horses and. You have 3 horses in the stable now, and the cart looks like it was tipped over to use as a makeshift shelter to hide, but it looks to still be in working order.
Did we only have 3 horses before?
I think you had your own horse.
4.
Oh.
I think there were 4.
Okay, so we've lost a horse. And yeah.
Lost a horse.
And I was using Phantom Steed.
Yeah.
Is that where we ended up on that? Okay. Yeah.
So
we lost. So we lost a horse. Okay. Okay. Well, I check to see if they're injured or anything like that.
They look to be kind of spooked, but overall they seem to be okay. Make a animal handling check, actually.
I'll just be riding with Load anyway, so it'll be fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you look deep into the eyes of these graceful creatures and see the souls of these equine beings. And you know deep down on a spiritual level that they will be okay and they will make it through. That this is just another hardship.
That's I lean over to right here and I say, he's actually Frenching the horse.
Or is a horse girl.
He's actually Frenching the horse.
A while.
I just look at him and be like, I don't even know why I'm here. And I just start walking off.
Tina Belcher.
Yeah.
I guess Var checks to make sure riding gear and everything. Is that in there?
There looks to be some riding gear. It doesn't look like you have much else by means of supplies. Things kind of got scattered in the scuffle when the cart was turned over. So most of your kind of general supplies are kind of loose, and a good number of them are missing, like blankets and a couple bed rolls and things of that nature. But for the most part, everything looks to be intact.
Okay. I'll go into the inn and tell the group that that we it seems like we might have lost one of the horses in the night. And I'll go to Tobar and say, I don't know if this is something you can do. Can you find it? Could you try it?
Maybe, yeah, definitely. Also, while I got you, did you need something mended? I heard you talking to John a few seconds ago, and I just didn't want to interrupt.
Do you have the mending? You have the mending spell?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I was just going to, for this nice breakfast and everything, I assumed that there were chairs that were broken and tables. I don't have the spell to be able to help him, but I thought that would be.
Oh, if you want to go ask him, I'll just go see if I can find the horse real quick, and then I can come in here and shoot off a mend or two.
Let's do that. That sounds good.
Maybe we should all just take the morning and kind of do a thing.
Yeah.
Just for a couple hours. Would that be a good idea?
We don't need to run like we thought we did, so we can dedicate some labor to these people.
Yeah, but we can really only take the morning. We should
right. Yeah. Like I'm talking like an hour. Like we take like an hour.
Sure.
And then we regroup and then we all head out. And that gives Tobar time to fix things up and hopefully try to find the horse and a couple things like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you guys want to take on first? Who's doing what?
I'm going to go pretend to be like a town crier kind of situation. And I'm going to go and I'm going to try to basically calm the emotions of the town. I don't know how many people are going to be awake. It's kind of morning time, but just start talking like kind of in like a populated area of the town and see who's willing to listen. Let them know that, you know, the Chainbreakers helped them. Let them know that we're going to do everything we can to try to get to the bottom of it. And, you know, again, just try to put emotions at ease rather than people being like super high tension and worried, because I don't want to leave this town with them all being crazy bananas. That's what John's trying to do.
Doing triage. Okay.
Exactly. Go ahead and make a persuasion check.
Okay. Mental triage, right?
Yeah.
Persuasion.
16. Okay, yeah. You kind of catch the attention of a good group of people, and they all kind of stop as they're bringing out their hammers and spare wood and fixing some of the burn patches of their some of the burn patches on their houses, and you get a few that stop and kind of nod in agreement and say their thank yous before kind of returning back to their work. And it seems like it had a decent impact.
Okay, cool.
I am going to go help clear the roads of any light debris that may have occurred in the ransacking.
And okay.
He's flipping carts.
I'll go do that. I'll just work on whatever.
Right here. Okay. If that's the case, go ahead, Boar.
Right here, unloaded. If you see any thing like a cart that's missing a wheel or something that looks like it's broken but not broken badly, put it off to the side and tell us where it is.
Of course.
I'll be using this cantrip today.
To the side of the road.
We're gonna use your use.
Call me the fixer.
Dang, dude.
Going around zapping shit.
Yeah.
So we can do this two ways. Load, right here, you can both roll a strength check, or Load, since you had brought it up initially, you can make a strength check with advantage to determine how well you help clear the roads.
Let's do that one.
18. Yeah, so you are able to kind of clear out a good amount of the debris. There's still a few things, but it's all kind of scattered small things that the townsfolk aren't going to have much of an issue picking up. You help kind of remove a tree that had been knocked over in the calamity, and move that off to the side of the road. You did find a cart with a broken wheel that, as per Voir's instructions, you also helped move to the side of the road. It does look like it had been beat up and ransacked. There doesn't look to be anything in it, but it does look to be a somewhat useful cart. Load with that it is the side. The cart is side or on its side, out of the path of the road. A few more towns helping out and saying their thank yous and their general
sense the riot and flip the carts.
It's from Hot Rod. Kenny fucking Powers. Just like stealing shit.
With the TV.
And just like take advantage of the situation. TV in his arms.
Is that Danny McBride's character?
Yeah, Danny McBride.
He's just holding. That's so messed up.
That is like such a great scene, actually. Like
great movie. It's really
like any of these horses or anything. I guess on this adventure, seeing how we kind of just got these. Like, do any of these horses or anything that we know of? Or that yeah, I guess I know that's of?
Up to you. I don't believe there have been. You now have three horses that have yet to be named.
And is it on one of the horses that are still there? I'm going to go, hey, sorry about last night. Things got a little bit,
it's still a horse.
Oh, you know where the last place you saw him?
Okay.
Tobar.
Oh, okay. What's
up? I'm with you. I'm helping.
Oh, okay, cool.
Good. Or both of you roll an investigation check or Tobar with advantage.
Probably better. For you. I'm
plus, yeah. Really, if you're a plus five, roll.
I think you're good either way with a 17. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
good.
Roman. By only being in Dry Gulch for a couple days, you do see lots of hoof prints in the snow, and you do see one set that kind of veers off towards the outer wall of the town, off towards the gate.
That case, I am going to. It's pretty heavily wooded out here. Or what are we looking like?
So within the town itself, you are in kind of a walled area of the town. Okay. So there isn't too much, like, any line of sight on the horizon. You're seeing the town walls. Outside of the town walls, there's a bit of a clearing for about 1,000 feet or so. And then it's kind of dense forest.
Okay. In that case, I want to follow... Pretty much, I'm guessing it goes out the wall and into the clearing, I'm guessing. The
footprint. Yes.
Once I get there, I'm going to go, well, let me change a few things up and we'll continue on our adventure on trying to find this horse. And I'm going to actually dismiss Smokey. And I'm going to summon pretty much a hawk. It's going to look like you guys. So Smokey's going to kind of fade out of existence, just melt away. And then I'm going to pretty much put my hand out. And then there's going to be a hawk. And I'm going to be like, hey, buddy, I need your help. We're looking for a horse and we have some footprints. You think you can take a flight and see what you can find? And then have him soar off up into the sky and see if he can find anything.
Okay. So you are literally a Pokemon trainer.
Yes. Yeah. That's the new upgrade from Tasha's Cauldron. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So you send Smokey in bird form off into the distance to go look for this horse. And go ahead and make a perception check for Smokey. As a hawk.
Oh, that's right. Let me look at what hawk gets perception. It's like...
What's the hawk's name?
Smokey. It's still Smokey all the way around.
Hockey?
No, Smokey. Dark vision. Doesn't actually give me what perception would be for Beast of the Sky.
Roll a... Let me see.
Perception's wisdom. Did it say what the wisdom score would be?
Yeah, what's your wisdom modifier?
Yeah. Wisdom modifier for that would be a +2.
+2.
+2.
And then because I'm proficient with perception, it would follow over, so then I would add a proficiency bonus as well, which would be a +3. So +5.
+5.
Off of a cool. Whatever that would
have been. So that's a 21. Cool. And yeah, you see Smokey kind of disappear over the wall and it's gone for about 5 minutes or so. And then comes back and communicates to you that there looks to be hoof prints that go off into the forest, and right at the edge of the forest, a streak of crimson along the snow.
Okay. I look at Vor and go, he's not coming back. And yeah, we got some mending to do though, so let's go fix the stuff we can.
You're gonna go use mending on the horse? I don't think that's gonna work.
Oh, it will.
I think he's speaking as Smokey because he can still speak with animals.
Yeah, okay, we'll head back into town.
Okay. And both of you are still kind of in town around the stables as Smokey had just taken off. So you guys spend the rest of the hour kind of going around helping villagers literally mend fences and kind of repair their damaged homes and shops and things. Go ahead and make a just general charisma check. I think this is probably the fairest one.
Who's making this?
Same as the investigation, either both of you or one with advantage.
Where's even charisma on here?
I'm just slightly charismatic, but not. I'm close.
I am zero, so go for it. I'll assist you with being your wingman.
With advantage. 7.
Hey.
22. So despite Load and Rifeir lifting trees out of the way and moving carts off the path and Jean going around spreading the good word and letting people know the truth and the light that is the Chainbreakers. Var and Tobar seem to get the admiration of the most villagers by going around and doing the hands-on mending of the houses and putting out fires, kind of finding a lost dog, the small tasks that seem to have the most meaning to these villagers. And by the end of an hour or two, the five of you are quickly seen as the town's full heroes. There's no question that the townsfolk admire you. There's very little sour feeling towards the loss of their previous heroes, the Mistcallers. Seems that people are used to hardship in this area, and people come and go. But the simple act of kindness that you all have given these townsfolk have given them the hope to push through, and that's inspired them.
I hand out post.
So it's now kind of starting to become early morning or late morning or early midday, and the sun's kind of poking through some light snow showers as the snow is still continuing to fall. What do you guys do?
I hop on a horse with load.
I can summon you your own horse if you want. I can have more than one at the same time.
I look at Var like, dude, chill.
I think I'll ride with the load.
It's like a wave of relief that goes over me. Thank goodness.
Cool. So you guys all mount your horses. Are you guys stopping for anything before leaving? Are you guys heading out? Like, what's the pace here?
Book it.
What did we do getting in here? Did we do normal speed in?
You did one day of fast speed and the rest normal. It's about.
We can do a fast again.
Yeah, at this point it is currently 6 days into what is typically a 14-day journey. So you're slightly ahead of schedule still. You're roughly about halfway there. And so you can continue to make good time by going fast. You can the downside to that to kind of revisit the travel rules. A fast day has more of a chance of kind of the more dangerous encounters as you're riding fast and making a lot of noise. Normal, you're going to experience the normal encounters on the way. And then a slower pace, you're going to experience fewer encounters and make it through the day, but you will start to accumulate a delay. So at a fast pace, we can definitely do that if that's what you guys are looking to do.
I say a fast pace to start with, and then we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I would say fast pace, at least for today.
Okay, cool. Let me roll. And again, I'm going to kind of revisit the travel rules here to kind of refresh you all's memory, because it has been a bit since we've done the travel. But the travel basically works as a referring to as a journey pool. So overall, as you continue through the travel to Brashev, you have a pool that is collecting points. And at the end of this journey, I will roll, and based off of the number accumulated by that roll, there will be kind of consequences for the actions that you have taken. it does not necessarily mean that a delay will immediately mean that bad things will happen. It just means that there's a bigger chance of bad things happening. And at, as it currently stands, there are two dice in the journey pool from your previous travels. So with a fast travel, you won't accumulate any journey pool dice today, and you will encounter a more dangerous encounter. And let me pull up my my encounter sheet here.
So if I could say one thing, Tyler, during mm-hmm. this time, I would have Smokey above us kind of scouting out in front of us and letting me know if he did see, like, you know, a pack of wolves off to the side or something like that, just for heads up purposes for story wise.
Yeah.
And I will have created a herd of horses. Completely surrounded.
Why?
Cool. So,
I sing the song Wild Horses while we ride.
Can you give us a small flavor of what that sounds like?
Yeah, Mike.
No. I absolutely can't sing that song. I sing it alone and he loves it and it's beautiful. that's where we'll leave that.
All right. So as you continue through the onto the snowy path, you kind of make your way into the beginnings of the foothills of the Cindercrest Mountains. You're kind of at the edge of the mountain range that you're headed to, where this village is located. And go ahead and roll a perception check for me, Smokey.
Make a new perception check off this. So let's see. Minus 8 would be 16. Plus 5, 21. Nope.
21.
19, sorry. I'm just horrible at math.
So yeah, 19. So Smokey sees smoke up ahead, actually. And as you get closer, you see kind of wind blowing billows of smoke over the road that you're crossing. It doesn't seem to be super thick or dark smoke. Just kind of a light, wispy white smoke that kind of blows across. It does look like it is coming from a nearby fire, but it looks like the fire is kind of dying down. And you kind of Smokey sees the fire off in the distance, and it's embers as you kind of make your way closer to them.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that there's some smoke ahead, and you know, might have something up ahead for us.
Okay. And any actions you guys take before moving forward?
I cast Mage Armor on myself.
Okay.
Be ready. I guess.
Going to. Sorry, I'm just getting over to it. I'm going to see how long it actually is. 1 hour. Yeah. I'm going to summon Beast.
Okay.
And then that's all I'm going to do.
Cool. So as you make your way closer to the smoke, you kind of make your way through it, and it stings a little bit as it kind of makes vision a little bit hard to see. But overall, it's not too bad. It kind of smells a little sweet almost. I need everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
Great.
That's good, because I'm very, very good at constitution.
At least it wasn't strength.
Yeah, right? Actually, that wasn't a bad roll for me. I'll take that. Oof. Oh, wait. Sorry, minus one. I don't know why it's up. So mine's actually a 16. I don't know why mine does that. Mine's always weird with my rolls.
Mine's a 13, 9 plus 4.
Have an ability that gives them a bonus to saves.
But that's not a save. That was just a base constitution roll, right? Or do I need to do a con save?
It was a saving throw.
It's a constitution saving throw.
My bad.
Oh, saving throw. I did a constitution check. Sorry. Oh, wait, no. It's the same stat either way. All right. Never mind.
So mine's
all right. So as you kind of walk through this light smoke, you see the path in front of you kind of starts to go off into the mountain range and into a little bit of a clearing. There appears to be kind of a rock formation ahead of you, a few trees on the sides, and voir. As you kind of move forward, you see something skitter off in your periphery. It kind of skitters beneath the tree line kind of quickly. It looks fairly small, maybe about the size of a dog, and it kind of skitters in the snow. Jean, you see a different type of skittering, a much larger creature than Voir. Off in the distance, maybe 40 feet ahead of you, dart beneath one of the rock formations, almost blending in with the snow with its white body. You can just barely make out kind of blue streaks across it. Load, you see almost standing defiantly in the path ahead of you, a reptilian creature of some kind, and it looks to have its head down, gnawing on something in the snow. But you see like small spikes across its back and large kind of teeth chewing something buried in the snow. You see kind of blood scattered on the snow. It looks to be on four legs and about the size of a goat, kind of chewing in the snow there. And right here, you see, almost as stealthy as you are, a dog-like creature perched up on some rocks up ahead of you down the path. You see kind of some tails whip back and forth loosely as it kind of lazily has its paws clasped over itself, perched on this rock looking over. Tobar, you see a large, monstrous-looking creature with most of its body beneath the level of the snow, it seems, and the arms kind of making its way out of the snow. And you hear just as it kind of seems to be chewing rocks from coming out of the snow. I need everybody to roll initiative.
How far is this lizard from me?
About 30 feet.
Job, Tobar. You and me.
Woo!
I think we're alone now.
Also, everyone should make sure that their characters are topped up in roll 20.
Yes.
Oh, actually, this one is not correct. It should be 51.
Yep, my level up just took. So I'm full of everything.
It's gonna be fun. Extras, manage. Add a beast companion.
Add everybody's turns. Real quick.
Wild horses couldn't take me away.
Could have avoided this whole encounter.
Can he sing Angie now?
That's funny.
Or break out just something a little louder.
You know, one of my great skills is actually sounding exactly like Mick Jagger. It's truly you know, something I can do very, very well, and I'm very skilled at it.
All right. Let me sort. Okay, so first up is Load.
The one I saw is this, correct?
Yes, that is the one you saw. It still is currently looking down into the snow, and does not seem to have noticed you so far.
Okay. I am going to go into a rage.
He gets off the horse first.
Yeah.
John's on the horse, I want to be clear.
I get off the horse, and I move right here.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack.
Go for it.
Is this a surprise attack or no?
Roll a stealth check.
Do I have to?
If you would like to surprise it, yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, I will say it's a surprise deck.
Nice job, Load.
Imagine being snuck up on by Load.
Fucking right.
Oh no, is it behind me? No, it's in front of you. How did you not see it? Like, oh my god.
Load smelled meat on this thing, and so naturally he had to go full anime character and just came up behind it Vegeta style. Just
dope.
Okay. So I'm going to attack with my great axe on my first attack.
Okay. That will definitely hit. 25 definitely hits.
Wow.
Good hit, man.
And then 5 radiant damage.
So 15 damage total.
And then... do I want to...
Do you have your orcish thingy?
But I can only do that once per short rest.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to do that. Working. I will just attack again with my great axe.
Okay.
Damn. I'm guessing 11 doesn't hit.
11 does not.
Okay. Do you get advantage for it being a surprise attack?
Just on the first attack.
Oh.
Right, because I already hit him once. Yeah, so that's going to be the end of my turn.
Okay.
So my initiative is 13. I rolled a 9, but it's a 13. 9 plus 4. Okay. But I didn't. I screwed up on putting the plus 4. I'm not sure I know how to do that.
You just do roll 1d20 plus 4, and that'll do it.
Oh my god, you make it sound so easy.
I mean, yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, I don't know how to do it in the roll 20 thing where I'd like that's the little drop down. Like
you put in when you do the roll 1d20, at the end of it you do plus 4.
You just hit the buttons plus 4.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did not know that. Cool. Neato.
Cool. Right here, it's your turn.
Sweet. With my 9 plus 4. I'm gonna...
Should be there. Sorry.
I'm gonna dart up and help Load kill that thing that he's killing, I guess.
Okay.
So I get...
Fucking jump get off it.
The horse. 1, 2, 4, 7, 8. Yes. Am I close enough to the point where I can get behind it?
This?
No, this.
You don't see that.
Oh, what? Oh, we only...
Even if Load attacked it?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh.
Load is to the rest of you, Lode is just attacking Snow.
Shit.
Which, for all you guys know, could be a normal thing that I do.
Get it, Lode!
Done some weird...
I'm cheering him on.
Yeah, each of you thus far has seen something in the near vicinity kind of skitter or appear in front of you. But you just watch Lode completely ignore the thing that you saw and run over and slash into the snow, and you see snow kind of...
I guess I'll...
Can you ping which ones we saw then, real fast?
Yeah, so Jean, you saw this one.
Got it.
I saw this one, right?
Yep, Rafer saw this one. Tobar saw this one. And Vor saw this
one. Little guy.
I saw a big ice spider.
What?
The... We all only handle ours.
Yeah. Var, I'm done.
All right.
Today.
Would I attack? I'd say there. I'd communicate with the rest of the group first. In that case, I'd say, you guys, there's something here that's waiting for us. I think it's trying to ambush us. And I try and point out to where it is and say, Var, can you blow it up from here?
Var says, yeah, I can blow it up.
Thinking that you're talking about the same thing.
Cool.
Is that going to be your turn, Riker?
Yeah, I guess I'll use the dodge action and get ready for combat. I'm gonna run over to where Lode is, and I'm going to get near him and then use dodge.
Okay.
Like, right, like here. And then, yeah, use the dodge action to get ready for anything that's going to come my way and just get on the balls of my feet.
Okay. Sounds good. That brings us to Jean. What do you know?
I see a big fucking spider right here, right?
Yep. Roll a history check.
You betcha. Nailed it.
This spider.
It's a spider.
You kind of get the.
It definitely is.
You've seen kind of some blue stuff on a spider before. And that's all you remember. It looks familiar. Yeah.
The spider got in the glue. I'll run up here. I'm still on the horse. I want to be clear about that. Okay. Wait, can I cast spells from the horse? Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So then I will continue to stay on the horse. I'll sit there because I have a better line of sight, I think. And then I'm going to cast Dissidence of Whispers, and I'll cast it at level 2 on this giant spider over here.
Okay.
And so it'll need to make a wisdom saving throw with a DC 15.
Okay.
It'll take 18 damage if it fails. On success, it'll... Fails. Cool. So it'll take 18 damage, and then it has to immediately move as far away from me as possible. The fuck out. Use all your movement.
Okay.
I say, don't worry, guys. I think I scared it.
You missed.
I go, what?
What do you mean I missed?
Scared what? You didn't scare it.
The giant spider? And that'll be my turn.
Giant?
Spider?
Boy.
Rat type thing.
It's like, oh, so good.
And Gojira over here.
That brings us to the spider that Jean sees. And... had disappeared around that rock from your and you don't see it anymore. Constitution saving throw. Oh.
Oh my gosh, Steve.
Okay. Cool. You see the third thing turn its just piercing blue eyes and you turn and cast.
Yeah, it's going to get way too complicated if I try and do this just by memory.
Yeah. Any particular kind of bird?
Nope.
Okay.
An unusually buff bird.
Yeah. Something that could take down this dude that you're seeing right here.
I'm going to give you a bat. How about that?
All right. I'm using the eagle, so that's fine.
Oh, I could probably give an eagle.
Okay. I'm just using its stat block, so.
I gotta jump back into the Discord camera and see Mike.
That's what I just did. I was like, can't snap over what's happening.
I'm okay.
Are you?
A cat?
Yeah, or like some type of feline.
Oh,
something like that would work.
Yeah, I'm dropping the stat block for a cat in, but it's not.
It might be under house cat. I don't know what the search is.
Like I'm literally dragging the cat over.
Oh,
and, yeah. Roll 20 isn't updating.
That's lame.
So we will just use imagination.
Okay, so cat's gonna go there.
Okay,
cat is gonna go here. right before they run over there, I'm going to tell both of them attack. And I will take my attacks. Action, longbow, attack twice. So both of those are going to be on him. If either one of them hit, he's going to be the favored enemy for me.
Let me roll a eagle, and I will roll a cat. It doesn't have a rollable stat block.
Oh, I have rollable. It's over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and
do either one of those longbows hit?
The 21 does.
Okay. Then on that one, it's going to be favored for another 6 off of that.
So 18. Yeah.
Yep. Then we get on over to. Come on. Get that rid of extra eagle. He is going to attack with talons. And
22 definitely hits.
Ooh, and then Smokey is going to be. Or not Smokey, but. Summon Beast. He's going to hit twice. Because he is with Pack Tactics. So the 21 or the 12th. Hit for I guess a critical.
It looks like it's rolling your damage.
Okay, that's.
I mean, you did roll an 8, so that would be a crit.
Yeah. I wonder if I can just do.
It's a +0 to hit, so just roll 1d20.
Okay.
For the cat.
1d20. 3.
A 3 does not hit, unfortunately. So that 12 is.
Wait,
Pack Tactics does. There we go. Okay, yeah. 10 does also not hit.
Okay, and that's all I got.
Cool. That brings us to Vor.
So, does it seem clear, like, Vor seeing everybody go off in different directions and seemingly hit at the air to him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Bar's gonna kind of like take that in a little bit. He's gonna look at the spider. Not gonna be suspiciously. Does the spider can I do an like a inspect or perception to see if it looks like an illusion?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and roll a perception.
Perception.
It looks like a sizable spider. Not necessarily the biggest spider you've encountered, but it looks like a small dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, Var will go back a little bit, and he'll cast a second level magic missile at the spider.
Okay. Go ahead and roll that damage. Should we just do 5 for all 4 or
times 20?
20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely hurts the spider.
Okay.
You see the magic missiles. Good podcast plug there. Blast into the side of this spider, and one of the legs kind of breaks off and falls into the snow, and the spider kind of flies back into a tree and then stables itself and stands back up.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll end my turn. Tobar, what are you attacking?
The fucking rock golem thing.
Okay, then I'll end my turn.
Okay. That brings us to this panther-like creature. You see that it starts to stand up and look towards Rifier and get a little bit closer. And for placement purposes, I'm going to leave him there. And it's going to make 2 attacks against you right here.
Sweet.
An 18 to hit.
Coolio. So does if it has disadvantage from dodge, would you use these 2 numbers, the 18 and the 17?
Yes.
Okay, then it's the 17, and that misses.
17 misses, okay. And then a 20 and a 19.
Ooh, those both hit, unfortunately.
So that's 15 damage.
Asshole. All right.
Don't you dodge.
What? So Rifier's the first one that's taken damage. We saw him just get hit by something.
Yes.
How many of us were paying attention?
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone else is kind of focused on their own stuff. Rifier, you...
I was right next to him.
I mean, you could roll a perception check. You awesome. Saw out of what the corner of your eye, you saw Rifier kind of brace and it looked like he was impacted by invisible things.
Blew my mind.
It looks like Rifier is just like playing around, just like. Yeah, that'll bring us to this guy's turn. Pull up that character sheet and do a thing. Tobar, make a dexterity saving throw.
22.
Damn.
All right. That thing spits out acid that comes right up against you. You see acid kind of land right next to your shoes and splatter up onto your boots. And it only does half damage instead of full damage. So 6 damage from the acid. And it's going to... Oops, wrong thing.
It attacked the spider. I saw it. It attacked the spider. Roll for damage.
It's going to pull its claws back in closer to itself and burrow underground.
Would my person get an opportunity of attack while it left?
Yes. There would be opportunity attack.
Attack over the blackbird.
Smokey's attack. There's Smokey and there's Eagle.
The Eagle hits and claws at the rough exterior of this thing right before it goes underground. Cool. That brings us to the spider that Voir is dealing with. It's going to skitter. Make sure I'm on the right way. Across the top of the snow and under this tree and kind of get up against the rock here. And that will be its turn.
Far's got the easiest one.
And I roll a
spider.
I don't know what's going on. Like in real life, I still don't. I also don't know what's going on.
I also don't know, yeah.
But I rolled like the lowest constitution save. I rolled like a 9 or something.
We have come to the top of the round. I need everybody to roll another constitution save.
If that spider gets fucking bigger, if I roll well, I'm gonna be mad.
Whoa, did you see that spraying effect? That was it.
God damn it. That spider better get smaller.
21. 21 is good, though, right?
Apparently not, because I rolled a 9. I got a little itsy bitsy over here.
I rolled
42. Ball. Holy shit.
No way that was correct. I'm sorry.
There's double crit.
All right, I rolled another 13.
All right. So, Lode, as you're kind of seeing Rifier brace from these impacts, that don't seem to be in front of you, you turn back and your lizard is gone. There's nothing in front of you. Rifier's not facing anything. You seem to have snapped out of whatever was going on and you're safe.
We won.
Can you see anything else?
He can see that Rifier is looking like he has scratches across his chest. But from nothing ahead of him except for the snow, he sees that there's a cat and an eagle that had been summoned and sent over this way, but nothing over there. He doesn't see any prints in the snow from this beast or anything. It just looks like an open area.
I'm going to... I guess call out, like, guys, I don't know what you're all doing, but I just saw a lizard and now the lizard is gone.
If it was any other character than Lode giving us this warning, that might be something we could like glean information from, but that's just like something that he might say. So
I don't mean gone as in it passed. I mean gone as in it never seemed to have been here.
Yeah, Lode, you look down and the snow where this basilisk was standing, it looks undisturbed. Nothing has been there.
Wow.
No, undisturbed.
Oh. Make that noise, but in reverse.
That brings us to Rifier.
Yeah, and I guess I leave my rage because I have not been attacked.
Yep.
Or attacked.
Nice. I guess I'll take a few swings at this cat.
Okay, go for it.
Punch it in the face. All right. That's going to be a miss. So will that. And then I'm going to use martial arts. 19, or that probably hits. Does the 23 hit?
As you take a swing, it kind of shimmers a little bit. Go ahead and roll one more time, basically with a disadvantage.
All right.
That definitely hits.
Cool. D6. One.
Were you not like swayed at all by my message? I'm being an idiot.
So like between the shimmering and hearing Load say what he says, am I like with my intelligence of 13, am I like putting anything together and thinking like maybe this thing isn't real or something?
Make a animal handling check. Make a history check.
History, plus one. 9.
You know that some creatures can give the illusion that they're standing in one place, but they're actually somewhere else.
Bosh is a displaced
beast. I guess I'm just gonna sit there pondering life and
existentially, yeah.
Yeah.
What is life?
Trying to let that sit, like, do you think that this thing might be like an illusion or something? I don't know. Like, I've already done all my attacks, but can I like check my wounds or where it hit me and see if I am I like bleeding or anything? What's going on?
You look down and you could have swore that your clothes were ripped, but they seem fine. Not ripped at all.
Oh my goodness. I've already attacked, so I can't do the thing, but I guess my turn is over. But I guess, is it too late for me to shout out or something like that? Or what?
Yeah, we'll wait till the next turn. Jean, you are back up. You see, as you kind of get ready to re-prepare, you see the spider that you were facing off against appear over here.
Okay. So I definitely know there's some strange shit going on. Everybody's fighting something different. Load's thing disappeared. Is there a way, I got a couple different options here. Is there a way I could just roll, like, for my turn, a con saving throw? Or if you'd like, I'm also okay with me realizing that something is wrong here and I would cast suggestion on myself and then kind of do that thing where you just like, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real, and then I would be able to roll again. I mean, however you want to do it, but...
I think rolling a con save is pretty good.
Fucking 13. I think I've rolled that every single time, which is bananas.
You still see spider right ahead of you.
Motherfucker. Okay.
Oh, it's there.
That's my turn. I'm gonna, I guess, take a couple steps back here.
All right, and it's the spider will kind of scoot down this way.
It's not the itsy bitsy spider.
And then Tobar, you're up. You kind of prepare yourself, you kind of feel around and you actually feel fine. You don't have... You look down at your boots and where you saw the acid kind of splash up, they're just wet. They're still your leather boots that seem just fine.
Okay.
With Vore right behind me. Life. Oh, I am?
Yep.
Wait. Oh, okay.
And with you right here, I meant to mention that, sorry.
Oh, sweet.
With this, I guess I'm going to very, in a really shakily voice, go, Vore, what's going on here, buddy? I don't like this. And then I'm just going to, as slowly as possible and trying to, like, impact the ground as least as possible, try and get out of where I was just standing.
Okay. Yeah, roll a... Because you're moving so light and on your feet, roll a stealth check. Just see how well you do at that.
That's with an 11.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're fairly confident for a 15. You're fairly confident that you're undisturbing the snow is as best you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Vor.
I'll respond to Tobar first. Something like some sort of illusion or enchantment of some sort. But I don't know what it is. It might be worth sending. It has a source. We have to find the source. And then I'll use magic missile on my spider again.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. And I'll do third level this time, magic missile.
Okay.
Nice.
I think I know what we have to do.
25 damage.
All right. You see this spider. You see a leg fall off of the spider, and now it only has 7 legs, and you see it blasted up against the tree, and it kind of collapses, and then it stands back up and looks at you, ready to fight.
Did it... It should be down to 6 legs, unless it regrew a leg.
It should be.
So did it? So at the beginning of this turn, it had 8 legs again?
Yes.
Okay. Did I see a leg grow back?
You didn't quite see it because it was skittering under the tree behind the rock, kind of out of your line of vision. But you can assume that once it made its way over there, it was back to a 8-legged creature.
Okay. They heal, whatever they are. They're not real. And Boar doesn't believe that so much that he doesn't move a little further back.
Boar, wait!
You guys got this! end my turn, yeah.
Alright, right here, the beast ahead of you, the tentacles lash out at you twice more. And that's a 8 to hit and a 10 to hit. Both of them miss.
Yes, sir.
You see the tentacles kind of strike the snow around you, and the snow kind of gets up into your face a little bit, but it doesn't seem to affect you. Then Tobar, the creature that was interested in you, makes its way a little bit closer and burrows out from underground, bursts out from under the ground, sending snow flying everywhere. You see these large kind of claws, almost pincers, find purchase in the snow and push its way out as it looks to spray you with acid once again.
That was a what, dex save?
Dex save, yes.
26.
You definitely pass, so you...
Half damage.
7 damage.
Yep.
And then that brings us to the other spider, which kind of skitters a little bit closer to Voir.
Me alone.
And that will end the round. I need everyone to roll, everyone except for Load, to roll another constitution saving throw.
For the love of Jesus.
I mean, if it takes a 20 or better, it's just when I roll a 20.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at, too. I'm at a 19. That's as good as I'm getting besides a nat.
I got a 20.
I need Load to roll a perception check.
Okay.
They did it. So excited.
Maybe. It's a 21. You're screwed.
All right.
God damn it.
So...
Load's like, they're snowflakes.
Load, what are you doing on your turn? You don't have anyone around you. You aren't really seeing anything like any other creatures to fight. Any particular action that you're looking to do on your turn?
I guess I'm going to start working on a snow castle.
Sounds good. Rifier. Go for it.
I'm going to use stillness of mind, and I'm going to use my action to break out of a what the hell is it? I can't find it. To get out of being charmed or frightened.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. As you do that, the creature ahead of you disappears.
Oh, I thought something weird was happening. I'm going to shout out to everyone else. Whatever we're seeing are illusions. They're all not real. Mine was a giant cat type monster, but they're fake. And look around to see where everyone else is. And that is my turn.
All right. Jean.
Totally just one-shotted that thing.
That helps me know what's going on. I am going to look for one of my... Okay. I'm going to... Who's not broken out? I know I am. I know Load and Rifier are now.
You're not sure about Tobar, you're not sure about Vor.
Yeah, at least I haven't said I'm broken.
Tobar, how are you doing? Can I ask that? Is that okay?
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, I mean, I think I might think that Tobar is still in the illusion then. So I guess what John would do is he would cast Counter Charm on... Throw it in there. On Tobar, as you're closest to me.
Okay.
John's saving throw. Charmed.
Yep.
So would I make a con save or wait until top?
You'd have to wait. And then I guess I'll also give you a bardic inspiration. No, maybe I'll do that to you, and then I'll give Voir a bardic inspiration. That way I'm kind of spreading myself out. Yeah. Voir, you can add a d8.
All right.
Does all inspiration right. go away after a long rest?
Counter charm area, though, isn't it? It says it's within 30 feet of you.
Yeah.
Any friendly creatures within 30 feet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me just... I'll scoot over then. That way I can encompass everybody.
I think you were... Yeah, you were within range back there, too.
I'll stand here. It's fine. It's not like it's going to matter. Okay, so yeah, I didn't realize that was a kind of a... an area effect, but yes. Okay, then yeah, then there you go.
Okay, so as you do, you see the other creatures start to and disappear, and you see that the smoke finally clears, and you notice that you are all standing around this rock in the center, all smashing it. Trying to beat it as if you are each individually fighting a creature. You've as the smoke clears, you realize you actually haven't been moving around a battlefield. You've been standing in one place in front of a rock, yelling at each other as you hit a big rock.
Well, as long as we just don't tell anybody that this happened, I think we're going to be okay.
Hey, guys. Do you guys all want to pull out your dicks and piss on this rock?
I'm already doing that.
I piss on the rock.
Detect magic on the rock.
Okay, you don't pick up any magical essence from the rock itself, but the air around you has a magical aura. The smoke seems to have some elements of magic in it.
Does it seem to have a source, or does it just seem to be all around us?
As I would imagine, Smokey, still in bird form, kind of takes off again. Yeah. Smokey is able to see now that the effects of this have kind of worn off, is able to see kind of a what looks to be a farm of some kind with various herbs and things that have been burning, that have given off a noxious fumes and smoke. You find that the after the effects of this have started to wear off, you make your way over to this farm and find that the remains of what lies in this field are different medicinal herbs and salves and things that look to indicate that an alchemist used to use this area to kind of grow their crop. So you've found that the magical essence has come from these weird herbs and remedy ingredients.
Okay. Is there anything salvageable?
Roll an investigation check.
Can Jean do it as well or add advantage? Because if they're salved,
I might be able to go for that.
We'll say, as soon as Rifier sees Jean or War doing something, he'd go try and assist, I guess. So
you might want with advantage then? Or are you guys going
to roll with advantage.
You tell me. I was just looking for a salve if that gives me.
You, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
With you find the ingredients that. Bandage up wounds and stabilize somebody when they go down. That's fairly easy with the herbs and salves that you find. You also find a couple ruined bottles that have kind of been scorched from the fire. It looks to have a potion of some kind in it. It looks like it's buried in the snow a little bit, but the fire had melted away the snow, so it was just kind of laying on the ground off on the edge of this farm. The potion has this kind of murky yellow liquid in it that has like a silver fleck floating through it. It's almost like a mustard yellow color with a almost like silver leaf floating in this this potion.
Do I recognize it, or does Jean recognize it?
With the identify, you can probably recognize it.
Can I do Arcana?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Yeah, you will definitely recognize this. Having messed around with various potions in your schooling and kind of going through a potions class, you see that the potion on the inside of this you recognize as a potion of polymorph. It allows for one use of polymorph without using a spell slot.
Okay, keep this away from Load.
Hey, Load.
He's still peeing.
A lot of snow, so I'm
really
a whole snow castle.
What's your favorite animal, Lode?
Holy shit, you broke him.
Pork a lot. Pork is good.
You know the animal pork.
You want to drink this potion and think really hard about pigs?
God, no. I hate this so much.
Are we really doing this? Lode.
Is Jean gonna let me do it, though? Because I'm not doing it sneakily. I'm not doing it. I'm messing
with it. I'll stop it. I'll say, Lode, this potion could actually be really powerful if we use it at the right time. Maybe we could get you some pork when we go to the next town. And then I pull out some pocket jerky, which is beef jerky, and I hand it to him. It's not pork, but.
I might eat beef jerky.
There you go. Right. He just got a dispatch.
Like, no, like I want to see your
whole, just jerky.
Bar does put the potion into his.
Yeah, hold on to it, because it could come in handy later, you know, if we need it. Polymorph is no joke, so.
Awesome. So you guys make your way forward past this farm and through a bit more of the snowy terrain of this kind of mountainy area. And as you continue on the road, you do come across Smokey. Actually, go roll a perception check. I think it's the easiest way to do this.
Okay. Perception.
Oh, ooh, a nat one.
Nat ones? Mike?
Tobar could, but I don't think Smokey could.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that tracks. So yeah, Smokey continues flying along. The tree cover looks a bit dense and kind of covers the path, so Smokey isn't able to really make out anything coming up ahead. But the rest of you move forward and you start to see the trees almost breathe. They all kind of come in and out and in and out. And you feel kind of a low rumble on the ground as this is happening, as you kind of move forward. Can I have everyone roll a perception check?
Oh,
I've
right.
Seen Annihilation. I don't fuck with this shit.
God damn, that was a roll.
You had
this. Jean is on fire.
Cute, Mike.
Jean and Tobar with a 22 and a 26.
That'll make me look like a baddie.
Yeah.
You.
I will.
Being so low to the ground, you pick up on the vibrations pretty, like, a lot more readily than the other members of the party. You start to feel the ground almost with a rhythmic rise and fall. The ground kind of vibrates and it moves exactly in time with the trees, as if there's a wind sucking the trees in and then blowing them out. It's gentle. It's not with force. It's a rise and a fall. And you pick up on the cadence of snoring. And as you move forward, you see lying in the path ahead of you an arm about 8 feet long. And it's attached to what you can barely make out because it's just so large. A being that is roughly 16 feet long.
I whisper to
just
Tobar,
laying across the road, sleeping.
I whisper to Tobar, I say, "It's a Snorlax. We only have one chance to catch it."
No, Lode's dad.
Oh. Okay. So I have Pass Without Trace or something for sneakiness.
We'll go ahead and end the session there with the rise and fall of this this giant that is blocking the path. The Snorlax, if you will, that is rising and falling.
Tickle his feet.
And
feet of the polymorph potion.
Actually?
Not the worst idea.
Not the worst idea you've had.
He was thinking of a dragon.
All right.
Oh no. Good point.
Dreaming of dragons.
Yeah. It becomes multiple dragons.
Speaking of a terrorist.
We are the dragon.